At the Hunter Museum here in Chattanooga, art has gone virtual for the time being. Kara McGowan is the Hunter's Director of Marketing and Communications.
Kara, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Give us a brief tour of Virtual Hunter.
Well, right now it's the museum's front doors, galleries, and interactive spaces all rolled into one web platform. So there are so many things you can do. We have a link to our YouTube channel where people can look at past live performances. I know that some people are binging on Netflix and other TV and movies, but a lot of people are really being drawn right now to art performances, whether that's poetry or dance, artist lectures, whatever kind of floats your boat. And we have really a treasure trove of those on our YouTube channel. So there's a link to that. And we know that a lot of people, myself included, are at home with kids right now and trying to work and keep them entertained. And so we have created a whole section devoted to art activities. And I will say that while a lot of them are geared toward kids, a lot of them are really for all ages. So we have a doily weaving exercise that, of course, is tied into an upcoming installation. And I will say that all of the activities and programs on Virtual Hunter are tied to artwork that is at the museum. So it really kind of draws you in and helps you understand the work and really helps you explore it. That's a lot of fun. We also have a little cartoon character, Art the Mouse, who lives at the museum and is appearing in a number of activities, drawing activities, and other sorts of fun kid activities. He's gotten quite a happy reception. And the Nature Prince is also one of our most popular art activities. So if you are into doing, the art activity section is a great thing to check out. Also, our online collection, which is normally featured on our website, we're highlighting it on Virtual Hunter too because it's really such a rich resource for art lovers, for scholars, for just browsing. It really allows people to dive into the collection and pull up their favorites, discover new things. And so that's something that we're absolutely highlighting. And we've also featured our Facebook Lives. So toward the bottom of the Virtual Hunter landing page, which I should mention is at huntermuseum.org/virtual-hunter, although you can also link to it from our homepage. It's right there. But at the bottom of the Virtual Hunter page is our Facebook Live gallery. So every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on Facebook, we're doing an art tutorial or demo, and then we're archiving those on Virtual Hunter. So if you miss it live, you can go to Virtual Hunter and check it out there.
This is such a critical time for arts organizations having to shut their doors and provide their offerings virtually. One thing we keep seeing again and again in the headlines is funding. Tell us what the Hunter is facing as things reopen in whatever form and being able to support itself.
Well, we definitely, like all art institutions across the country and probably across the globe, are facing some new challenges with these closures and with these staggered reopenings. We are actively selling memberships and renewing memberships and, you know, asking those who love the museum to stick with us because our doors will be open again before too long. And we do need that support from those who love us and value us as an integral part of the community and providing an art experience in Chattanooga.
What conversations are you folks at the Hunter having about how your space will be different whenever you do reopen to take into account social distancing guidelines and so forth?
Well, one of the really nice things about the Hunter Museum is that it's a large facility. We have three interconnected buildings. And because of that, there's a lot of space in the museum. And so we believe that that will work in our favor. allowing people to create their own pathway and find a gallery that maybe has fewer people in it. We will be following medical recommendations for social distancing and hand sanitizing and things like that. And we will have hand sanitizer stations available. And we are also examining different options, you know, looking at potentially timed admissions depending on how busy we get. We are looking at thinking about new ways to engage students as we understand that in the fall, classes might not be visiting the museum, at least not right away. So our education department is hard at work thinking about new ways to virtually engage with those students, to send them materials, to connect with their curriculum and our collection. And we're really having to think outside the box right now. So it's a, you know, this has been such a stressful time for so many, but it's also in a way that challenge presents some really interesting and unique opportunities. And we're trying to take advantage of those as we think through what the next iteration of the museum is going to look like.
In the meantime, where can people go online to visit Virtual Hunter?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, huntermuseum.org. And there is a link at the very top of the page to Virtual Hunter. Or if you'd rather, you can go directly to Virtual Hunter by typing in huntermuseum.org/virtual-hunter.
All right, Kara, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Always a pleasure.